Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Pain, yes, causing audio pain in your ears. It's not normally our job to do that, but this is kind of an interesting story about an actor that has a great respect in the community. He's a good actor, Benedict Cumberbatch. He plays superhero Doctor Strange there. He's a bad guy in Star Trek Into Darkness. He was in the Fifth Estate, private investigator, Sherlock Holmes. I was in that story.
People love him as Sherlock. I mean, people go nuts for that version of Sherlock Holmes.
But he also was in Enigma. Wasn't that what it was called, Enigma?
Imitation Game. He played Alan Turing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's also kind of a singer, sort of, kind of, maybe.
A lot of singers, or most actors can sing. This would be an example of one that I don't think can. Now, this, what you're hearing in the background right now, is actually Dave Gilmour from Pink Floyd. So the other more monotone, non-melodic voice was Benedict Cumberbatch.
Who jumped up on stage one night last week on the third night of Pink Floyd's five-night stand, or at least Dave Gilmour had a five-night deal at the Royal Albert Hall. And they were performing as they ran through the Pink Floyd classic Comfortably Numb from 1979. Listen to that. Richie cranked out the way. Can't hear him singing there. So, but I'll take your word for it. It didn't sound like anything that thrilled me. I don't know about that one. Let's see what we can find from Bon Jovi here. Bon Jovi on Saturday. Live listening party for 1,500 fans who won the chance to hear the band's new album, The House Is Not For Sale, at a show at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey. Wow, that sounds pretty cool.
Hometown theater. That's a great theater.
Yep. Bon Jovi said to the crowd, "Happy Saturday night." They had playbills, included the lyrics to the record as a primer for the evening. This is, do we have this song? Is this out yet?
It's not out yet, no. This is an exclusive friends and family listening party where
really?
They teased all the new music, but it hasn't leaked yet, which is sort of remarkable because everything tends to leak now.
Yeah. You got to wonder about where the plugs are. The new album is called This House Is Not For Sale. Been 3 years since they came out with something. He said, "There's been a lot going on in my life, but I hope your life has not been as tumultuous, but it's pretty good these days." What happened? What's been going on with him?
He has a daughter, a daughter in college who OD'd and had come out and had to leave college. And I think I think it's been rough.
Yeah, back to drugs again. Of the new album, Bon Jovi told the crowd, quote, "It's a record about integrity, about rebirth, about life, love, loss, and all the sweat that goes in between, I would guess. The 54-year-old singer said, "We have a lot to say and not a thing to prove." Isn't that interesting? Huh. Going to release this in 3 weeks. All right.
That'll be a big tour next summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's right.
They always
John Bon Jovi. He does fairly well. You were talking about
he's a
actors
solid
who
guy.
Can sing. Here's a singer who can act.
Yeah.
He does a pretty good job, I think, as an actor. Comes across credibly.
He owns a football team, too, Doug.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, arena football.
Check his collarbone. It's 28 past the hour.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. Good news for seekers of get up and go. It's easier than ever to find decent ethanol-free gasoline. Until the E10 monkey is taken off our back,
you won't need much.
Find motorcycle-friendly gas stations today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Some people spend $2,500 hopping up their bikes while feeding the poor motorcycle crappy gasoline that makes the engine perform like the timing's been retarded. Pure-Gas.org lists over 10,000 American gas stations with at least one ethanol-free gas pump. Bikes with a compression ratio of 10 to 1 or less will run fine on fresh non-ethanol 89.
Can't live without it.
Pure-Gas.org. American Biker Minute. Pure-Gas.org. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, tough economy, right? And no doubt we're afraid of what might happen. Lost jobs, lost insurance, lost benefits, lost marriages. But our natural fear is causing other problems. Here's the science of it. Fear serves a purpose. It protects us. But when the brain's fear system is active, two behaviors are turned off. First, exploratory activity stops in its tracks, and this is the wrong thing to do in a lousy economy. Second, risk-taking is turned off. We're afraid we'll make things worse.
If I don't have the courage, I can't do it, I can't do it!
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Instead of avoiding, start exploring for new opportunities. Also, calculate your risks instead of avoiding them. Just because everyone else is caving to their fears doesn't mean you have to, too. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.